The federal government has granted itself an exemption from its own advertising guidelines to start rolling out commercials on TV and radio, promoting its resource super profits tax changes. It's an attempt to counter the campaign being waged by mining companies against the changes. Under the advertising guidelines the government introduced, campaigns worth more than $250,000 had to be approved by a panel of three retired public servants. But the Treasurer, Wayne Swan, wrote to the Special Minister of State, Joe Ludwig, nearly 3 weeks ago to seek an exemption from the vetting process. And the exemption was granted last Monday, but only announced quietly today. The Treasurer was unavailable for interview about it. In his release, Senator Ludwig says he can grant an exemption on the basis of a national emergency, extreme urgency, or other compelling reasons. The opposition says it's outrageous. The Shadow Special Minister of State, Michael Ronaldson, is speaking here to Sabra Lane.
This is absolutely outrageous for a number of reasons. Firstly, in Senate estimates yesterday, the activities of the government's independent communications committee were discussed. There were discussions about these exemptions. The minister failed to notify the committee that he had given an exemption to the treasurer, despite having the opportunity to do so over 2 hours. And this morning, after Senate estimates is finished, where there will not be an opportunity until November, they've snuck out the information in relation to this exemption. They are treating the Parliament and, more importantly, the taxpayers with absolute and total contempt. And I think people are absolutely gobsmacked at their actions this morning, and they must be held to account for this.
Labor promised prior to the 2007 election that it would cut back drastically on government advertising and that it would introduce new checks and balances. What does this say about those commitments?
Well, basically, they have lied. They said they were going to get the Auditor General to oversee all advertising campaigns over $250,000. 2 months ago, they ripped those powers away from the Auditor General and put them into the Treasury and a committee run by the person who recommended the changes. So the Auditor General is out of the process. This is a complete and utter disgraceful farce.
Some of our listeners would say, well, what's the difference between giving the government money to advertise these tax changes and the multi-million dollar campaign that we saw on the GST?
Well, what the taxpayers will be saying this morning is, why are their dollars being used to counter the concerns of the mining industry in relation to this this new super tax? That's what taxpayers will be saying. Why are we paying for them to attack the mining companies and others who don't support this new tax?
Have you any comeback to this? What will the opposition do?
Well, we will obviously raise it when we get back. But the exemption has been granted, and by the time we're able to actually test this in Parliament, I suspect these advertisements would have been run. The Treasurer wrote to the Special Minister of State on the 10th of May. The exemption was granted on the 24th, so 4 days ago, and I think we'll see these ads up and running, which just makes it even worse, and it's an even graver sin in my view.
Michael Ronaldson, the Cabinet Secretary says that he may exempt a campaign from compliance with the guidelines on the basis of national emergency, extreme urgency or other compelling reasons. Can tax reform be included in any of those definitions?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not, on the basis that this is a campaign being waged against the mining companies who are only exercising their democratic right to comment on government policy. And taxpayers have been asked to fund that. Mr. Rudd has got himself backed into an extraordinary corner with this. He knows that he has ripped billions of dollars out of ordinary Australian superannuation savings. He knows that he's gone into this without proper consultation. And now the taxpayers have been asked to stump up and foot the bill for him to come out and try and attack those very same people.
Senator, this decision was made on the 24th of May, 4 days ago. Why do you think it's only been publicised today on a Friday?
It was publicised today on a Friday because the Senate estimates have finished. And the Minister knew that he would be questioned in relation to this exemption, that under scrutiny of the Senate Estimates Committee, he would have had to justify the decision. He has no justification issues now until the November sittings of the Senate estimate.
The last paragraph of this brief statement says, as the changes also affect the value of capital assets and the impact on financial markets, I, that's Joe Ludwig, am satisfied that a compelling reason for an exemption exists.
So here we now have an admission from the government that this tax has had, and talk about this tax has had, a dramatic impact on people's savings.
The Shadow Special Minister of State, Michael Ronaldson, speaking there with Sabra Lane.